Kriya or whatever, there's this verse in the Bhagavatam. Second or third canto in regards to the Virata and Purusha, that when you, I mean, just as Shukadeva started saying to Parikshit, that you should realize that this whole cosmic manifestation is Vishnu. It's Purusha, Bhagavan. And when you do, there is no more fear. Nothing to fear anymore. Because wherever you look, and when you close your eyes, there is Vishnu, Krishna. And all it takes is for you to come to the point of fully accepting that. And that fact becomes your full reality, and only reality, because it is the only reality that Krishna's two Bhagavans, so yeah, I mean, everything is God. And we are parts and parcels of God. And we have that relationship there. And it's all about love, fun, friendship, and adventure, and all that. And I would say that is what Nishtha means. When you fully accept, not on some kind of contrived faith, but by simply understanding this to be the fact, and then living in that cosmos. You know, you can live in different cosmoses depending on, you know, even on your mental outlook. So if your mind that you have here now is mainly seeing things and money and bodies and cities and all of that, and that's your cosmos. If your mind is mainly out there in the space far out in the black holes and whatever, or in that down in the elementary particles, nothingness is somethingness, then that's your universe. But this is the full universe, cosmos. And once you are there, in that reality, in your meditation, in your work, during your day, whatever happens around you, in you, then you're fixed, then you're steady, then you're What's the word? And you're not afraid of anything anymore. Everything is bright. I'm not afraid of death anymore. Because you know everything that happens to you. It's God's will, and it's part of this Leela. That we're all part of, and that you have now again actively